WCRI's festival series highlights one of our community's greatest musical traditions, the Newport Music Festival. Since 1969, the Newport Music Festival has hosted over 2,000 concerts in Rhode Island's most prestigious venues, while presenting world-renowned and emerging classical music artists from around the globe. The Newport Music Festival has left an indelible mark on our music history here in Rhode Island, as well as around the world. Now, here's host Mike Mano, along with the festival's executive director, Pamela Pantos.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to another episode of WCRI's presentation of the Newport Music Festival Summer Series. And speaking of summer series, Pamela, you were a little outside the box because you had a concert last night.
Yes, we did.
In April.
Yes, we actually had the last of the chamber music series. It was Göran Markusson, flautist, and Tim Carey, piano. Huge success at the Channing Memorial Church. And that concert series, that sort of fall, winter, spring concert series is over. But we are already planning next year's. That's going to start early in the fall for 2018-2019. So that's very exciting.
Well, that's planning ahead. That's a good thing. All right. What subject are we on tonight?
Well, Mike, this evening we are going to discuss a very exciting concert that is taking place this summer on Wednesday, July 11th at 11 a.m. at Blythewald. And it will be performed in that beautiful outside permanent tent they have at Blythewald that is just spectacular. You're sitting out there hearing music, looking at the water. And as we all know, Blythewald is beautiful with all those flowers. It's just incredible. And I'm sure many of our listeners have attended concerts there. So this concert features two formidable pianists, Ilya Kazantsev and Sarah Davis Buchner. Any of our listeners who attended the Hermitage Piano Trio concert at Marble House as part of the Chamber Music Series will recognize Ilya as the brilliant pianist for that trio. So, you know, Ilya's really quite remarkable. And
he was the one with the Russian accent.
Yes, that was him. Yes, and he came into the studio as well.
Yes, he talked like this. Yes, thank you very much.
And then Sarah Davis Buchner. I first experienced Sarah's playing last summer at the festival. You know, I went to almost every single concert, and I was listening to all of the instrumentalists. And I sat down, and it was a Tuesday night. I remember it quite distinctly. And she started playing, and it was one of those moments where you think, wow, this is special. And so I am thrilled that she's available this summer.
This is what they say you want to write home about.
Yeah, exactly.
That's one of those.
It was one of those moments. And, you know, what's amazing about Sarah, not only is she a brilliant pianist, but she has such a manner with the audience. I mean, she'll make a joke or she'll smile or she'll say, oh, let's do that again. And so she's so human on stage, which makes the performance that much more engaging. So we're thrilled that both of these pianists will be with the festival this summer and playing this particular concert. And the two of them, as a matter of fact, I was talking to our piano tuner, Larry Brown, and I said, you need to be at the concert the whole time because they're such powerful players. That
something could happen.
Something could happen. Exactly.
Wow.
So according to the Grove Dictionary of Music, there are two kinds of piano duets. There are those for two players at one instrument, and there are those in which each of the two pianists has an instrument to him or herself. So we usually say piano four hands when they're at one instrument, and we call it a piano duo when they're at two instruments. So the piano duet and duo came into popularity in the second half of the 18th century. Mozart actually played duets as a child with his sister, Nannerl, and he later wrote sonatas for four hands at one piano, and then pieces for two pianos as well. Schubert composed for this genre, as well as Brahms, Dvorak, Grieg, Debussy, Stravinsky, and even Bartok. The festival has a huge history of both piano duets and piano duos. So when I was looking back over the 49 years of repertoire that's been played, I realized there was a huge opportunity for both of these types of compositions. And we've built them both into the 50th season. So this particular concert will have two huge grand pianos on stage at Blythewald, courtesy of Yamaha Pianos, who are sponsoring this concert. Yamaha are one of our extremely generous corporate sponsors of the festival, and they make sure that we have outstanding pianos for all of our concerts and venues, as well as all of the practice instruments for the artists in our practice studios. And even in some cases, they give pianists pianos to have in their rooms. I think people would find it fascinating how much these performers actually practice during the festival. They all come with their music fully prepared and in many cases, you know, for the solo repertoire, completely memorized. And yet, They've played this repertoire for years, and you hear them 8 hours a day practicing.
You still have to practice.
Exactly right. So this program begins with Mozart's Sonata for Two Pianos, Kürschel 448. Now, earlier in the festival, we also have the Mozart Vivaldi program on Friday, July 6th. We have Mozart's Sonata for Piano Four Hands in C major, Kürschel 521. So this is really for two pianos, this piece. But Mozart himself, of that other piece of 521, he said that it was a rather difficult piece. And we know what that would mean for Mozart. So this sonata for two pianos was first played at the festival in year 14, 1982. And it takes two amazing pianists, as well as the resources to have a practice room with two pianos and two performance quality instruments for stage. So it came at a time, you know, again, year 14, where the festival had developed a bit and could afford to have four pianos at its disposal just for this particular piece.
Right.
So getting to the piece itself, Mozart reserved the key of D major for happy compositions. And in this work, it's light and brilliant and refined. And Mozart wrote it for a performance he actually gave with Josephine von Aurnhammer. And she appeared with him in a couple of pieces. So this was really made to be performed in public, not for a salon. So it has three movements. It has an allegro con spirito, allegro con spirito, which is quick, bubbly, and light. And then it goes into an andante, which is quite beautiful. And then it ends with the molto allegro, which sounds a little galloping. So as an aside, this sonata was the one that was used in the scientific study that tested the theory of the Mozart effect, suggesting that classical music increases brain activity more positively than other kinds of music. So this piece appears on all kinds of records for babies and children. So, getting to the piece, in selecting the recording for this evening, it was really a conundrum, as there were so many great pianists who have recorded this piece. Should we listen to Alfred Rendel, or Marta Argerich, or Andras Schiff, or Vladimir Ashkenazy, etc.? So, in the end, I selected this recording by Murray Pariah and Radu Lupu. Similarly to how great these pianists are, I couldn't sever the piece. So if it's okay with you, Mike, I'd like to play the first movement, go to a commercial break, and then come back directly and hear the second and third movements.
All right, we will do that. If I follow you correctly, we're going to listen to a piece of music now, take a commercial break, come back from the break, listen to a couple more, and then we'll talk about it.
Exactly.
All right. Thank you. Welcome back to our program. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Pamela Pantos, the executive director of the Newport Music Festival, who is providing, as usual, beautiful music to listen to.
I'm so glad we heard that in its entirety. That's one piece you just can't break apart.
Excellent.
So, again, this is an incredible program, and it's going to be lots of fun. So I thought we'd play one of the fun pieces now, namely the Saint-Saëns Danse Macabre. And, Mike, you remember for our Halloween program, we spoke about all these spooky pieces, and this was one of them.
Right.
So any of our listeners who will be attending this summer, the Friday the 13th concert that will be at Bell Court, Friday the 13th, will actually also hear this piece again. So we're playing it twice this summer, and you're going to hear Ilya and Sarah Davis Bucher. So there's going to be a lot of moving of huge pianos, as you can see this summer all over Newport. And I would like to thank Larry Brown for all of his assistance in not only moving our pianos, but tuning them and doing whatever it takes to make sure that they're in pristine performance state. So let's listen to this well-known piece, the Danse Macabre by Saint-Saëns, played here by Joshua Pierce and Dorothy Jonas.
All right. Well, we went a little long in this set, so we'll take a commercial break. We'll come back from that and then listen to that piece.
Thank you.
beautiful music provided by Pamela and the Newport Music Festival. And you're doing a great job on the piano, too,
well,
Pamela.
I wish. Believe me, I wish. You know, this program at Blythewald is going to be a blast, if I may say so, not only because the repertoire, you know, those fun pieces, that something you just heard, but because of these two incredibly dynamic and technically remarkable players. They both have this tongue-in-cheek kind of fun sense of humor, and I'm sure that playfulness is going to be part of the program, so it's going to be really quite entertaining. And I just smile the whole time when I think about what we're going to experience with the two of them on stage.
It's always good to have a good time.
Serious fun is what we call it.
Right.
So some of the other pieces on this program are Debussy's Petite Suite and Rachmaninoff's Symphonic Dances and his Polka Italienne. Rachmaninoff has been a very important composer in terms of the festival, and there were actually full seasons dedicated to his works, which are primarily piano-based. The Polka Italienne was played in year 4 of the festival, season 4.
Wow.
1972, and it was programmed by General Director Glenn Sauls, when it was actually not clear that this festival would even survive. You know, I mean, it was kind of off the beaten path. You never know back then. Here it is 50 years later. Unbelievable. At the time, the festival was primarily not really performing mainstream romantic or classical repertoire, but rather it was known for all of these off-the-beaten-path, unusual works by composers, many of whom I don't even recognize their names, right? So this piece, the Polka Italienne, it was interesting that they planned something that was so mainstream, you know, this fun little composition. So, you know, that vision of introducing audiences to lesser known pieces, sometimes, you know, unknown pieces by very well-known composers or simply works that the audience might be unfamiliar with, has really been perpetuated through all of these years. And I'm mentioning this in the middle of the Dueling Pianos program, which is all based on very traditional pieces, because I think there are lots of occasions this summer for our listeners to hear a variety of repertoire based on all of these previous 29 seasons. And I really hope our listeners will take the opportunity to listen to the Grammy-nominated Imani Wins on Friday, July 13th that, you know, we've talked about. Or America's most successful, you know, living opera composer, Jake Heggie, on Sunday, July 8th, you know, at the Art Museum. So the festival has really spread its wings for the 50th. So please come, listen, and have an experience that you never thought possible. Here's something new.
And if you'd like to do that and find out all the information, you can go to the website, which is very easy to remember, newportmusic.org, and check it out. All the schedules are there, all the information, everything you want to know, even pictures of Pamela.
Hopefully not too many of those, but lots of pictures of all our wonderful artists, which is really terrific.
So check out the website, newportmusic.org. Get your dates and times and order your tickets through that.
So let's go back to the well-known and popular to end this evening's broadcast. Here is Rachmaninoff's Polka Italienne, played by Francesco Libetta and Camille Gedick. Thank you so much and enjoy.
We'll see you next time on the Newport Music Festival special series. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to WCRI's Festival Series featuring the Newport Music Festival. For more information on the festival, special seasonal concerts, to purchase tickets, or to donate, call 849-0700 or visit newportmusic.org.